Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and another episode of Using My Keys. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell. Grateful to be back with you again this morning with another empowerment message. Co-hosting with me today is Evangelist Hope Brogdon. Woo! Oh, I thank God for her. Just thank God for her being with me this morning. And, we got something to share. We got something to share with you this morning. Amen. Our topic this morning, are you being sharpened? Are you being sharpened? And our text comes from Proverbs 27:17. It reads, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. End of quote. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God. We just give you glory for this day, God. We thank you for this word, oh God. We thank you for speaking, God, for helping someone to understand the relationship they're in, God. God, where they may be feeling some chin or whatever the case may be, God, we thank you for it this morning. Use us for your glory, God, and we'll give you all the honor and praise, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. So
amen.
We'll start this way. I always like to know what people think. I read commentaries. So the Benson commentary shares that this scripture relates to the following. It, as a person sharpens another, it quickens his ingenuity. It enlivens his affections. It strengthens his judgment. It excites him to virtuous and useful action and makes him, in all respects, a better man or woman. The countenance is here put for the mind or spirit, the state and disposition of which are commonly visible in a man or woman's countenance. When iron sharpens iron, as iron sharpens iron. So, are you being sharpened? The question we pose is because we see and sometimes experience relationships with people where the intent of the relationship is that we grow together. But for one reason or another, it doesn't seem to happen that way. It would appear that in an atmosphere of sharpening, we understand that there is going to sometimes be some intense agitation, some irritation, some, just what? Some of that when it's a process of iron sharpening iron. And in this account, often you hear people talk about how it's talking about specific relationships, sometimes between a mom and a daughter, a dad and a son, a friend to a friend, where we're sharpening each other. We're making each other better for the service of the kingdom. But we have some issues with the atmosphere of sharpening. Go ahead, Evangelist.
Oh, no, I'm listening to you. Yeah, you hit on talking about countenance, and the Lord just took me, like, through a flow chart. It's like, you know, the countenance, you move down to someone's demeanor, their appearance and their behavior, their mental composure. So now we're dealing with the mind, the state of your composure, the state of being in control of yourself, the aspect, the direction that something is facing or points towards. So when we talk about being sharpening the countenance, excuse me, there's a lot of components to that. And the question of being, are you being sharpened is, do you want to be sharpened? Because it's a process. And the Lord was, you know, everybody automatically thinks of, you know, a sword, but the Lord brought me back to when I had the acrylic nails done. And they looked pretty, but after a while, they I had to go back and get them redone, and it got to the point where I wanted them off, so it was a process. So I had I clipped the nails. I had to buy the acetone to soak it, and then I had to file this off. And I looked at the damage underneath to my natural nail, and you know, and sometimes when, you know, when you clip, you know, we had that rough edge, so we have to get a file to soften and polish. Can you or do you want to really be polished? I mean, because it is it is an abrasive situation, but we do it in love. Now, as I'm filing my nails, I mean, I know how to do it to where I don't hurt myself, which is why God has said, you know, iron sharpens iron, but truth in love. So I can be abrasive in love, but I don't, like, cut it so deep to where someone is, you know, where someone pushes off. So so that's what we have to take into consideration. Are you being sharpened? Someone has got to be sharper than you are in order to be sharpened. Let's just take you and I for example. You're on another level than I am.
Girl, stop playing.
Yeah, I mean, you're my pastor.
Yes.
You're my pastor. Okay. Let me put it like that. You're my pastor. So now I have someone who's more knowledgeable of scripture and application. Someone could have more faith or have more vision. So therefore, when someone has a little more, it'll bring me up to another level. I can't function. In other words, I can't be sharpened by somebody who is at a lower standard.
I'm going to beg to differ with you.
All right, beg to differ.
As we're preparing for, as we're preparing for our summit this weekend coming up Saturday and Sunday, Ephesians 4:16 says God builds us to work together. Well, that's our theme. It's taken from Ephesians 4:16 about how everyone jointly, you know, we all fit together to work together. And we do so in love. And so as much as you honor me as your pastor and you trust what God has placed in me to help you get to where God wants you to be, as much as there's something in me, I know my place. But there's equally something in you, and you know your place. Hear me, because we have to understand that as we fulfill purpose in the earth, as we do the thing that's assigned to us, each one of our relationships and each one of our assignments, if we're doing it according to God's plan, God, why? Okay, then we will all fit together in such a way. Let's take, for example, our Bible study on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, our Bible study.
Right.
We came on the Bible study with an intent to talk about what? Something.
That's a good question.
I don't remember now.
I know we originally intended to get on.
We were in Deuteronomy. That's where we were. We were in Deuteronomy. And we were talking about, thank you, Holy Spirit. We were going to talk about, haven't you been there long enough?
Yeah.
That's what I spoke. And that was the intent. And that's where we were going to start. But as we begin to come together and our spirit, began to disconnect, connect. At that point, we knew we were all in the right place at the right time, seeking the same thing from the Lord. And what happened? He began to pour. He began to speak. And we never even got in the Word. Why? Because it was in that time and space that nobody felt, okay, well, Pastor Val on the line, Prophetess Val on the line, so I can't say anything. And, oh, Pastor Linda on the line, and Evangelist Hope is on the line, and Minister Gail and Minister, you know, all of them are on the line. I can't do anything. I can't function. No, what it did was it says, okay, we're in a safe haven right now, and I trust what God is doing right now, and I'm gonna step back and let God do it. So if it means God speaks a word to me that says, okay, you gotta stop that, I'm not gonna get bothered in that. And see, that's what happens. Sometimes we place ourselves in relationships or in ministries or on jobs, and it's not a part of God's assignment for us. So we go in with an expectation that everything is going to be cool. I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm not going to have any issues, blah, 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 blah. But God said, no, while you're there, since you're there, I'm going to help you. I'm going to sharpen you. I'm going to make you better. But it's going to cost you something. It's going to cause some pain. There's going to be some discomfort, but are you willing to endure that? Understanding
right.
that you have a place where you need to fit. You can't just come in and take over. There's
right.
an assigned space for you. Get in your lane and stay there. So although there may be a bum that's been on the street, he was on the street. He said he was a bum. I ain't going to call him a bum. He's my brother or my sister. On the street, and they come into the house of the Lord, and we're all fellowshipping there together. And they say, excuse me, can I say something? Absolutely. What you going to say? Because I don't know the depth of who God is in him unless the God allows me to discern. And so he begins to speak.
Right.
And the word that he speaks is prophecy for me, and I know that it is. So here he is. You might look at his outward and say, oh, he doesn't have the potential to speak into my life. Oh, he doesn't. He can't. We got to stop looking at the outward of man and be able to
you know,
trust
I
what God
has
placed on the inside of them.
Right.
Hmm? Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
I may have reworded that wrong. I see exactly what you're saying.
I got you. But I understood.
Yeah.
I understood the context of where you were coming from. But
okay,
I didn't want anybody listening to misconstrue.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for clarification.
Amen.
We want clarity. And when you went to Ephesians, go back to start with like verse 11, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Okay, for equipping
of saints, edifying
the body. And that's like you know iron sharpening iron. It's a process, and the process is to mature in truth and love, and the process is for the leadership to equip saints. For the work of the ministry. That's it.
Mm-hmm,
and like,
mm-hmm,
like you finished in 16, because everybody has their part and we effectively work together. And when we mature in truth and in love, everything will flow and work together.
Well, you know, that's wonderful. The word mature. Read that again.
Oh, I didn't have that written down. I see.
Oh, well, you flowed that. You flowed that. Okay.
I
so
flowed that.
We are maturity in love. You have to mature in love. Mature. What does mature? How do you mature? Because, see, that's – how do you mature? How do you mature?
Sorry, I'm sick of my granddad.
Mature. The word, by definition, is – fully developed physically, full grown, denoting, maturing. It means you're fully developed. You're fully grown. You're fully there. I think a part of being sharpened means you want to grow. You want to grow.
You want to grow.
And I think a lot of times you want to grow. I think a lot of times people. In the place where they're content, I'm good right where I'm at.
Right.
I'm good. But as long as you stand in that stagnant place, how are your expectations greater for what you want God to do in you, but you ain't moving?
Right.
How is it? You want more from God, but you're not giving him more of you because you're good.
Right. Right.
So,
you're polished.
No,
already shining.
Yeah, I don't want any responsibility. I'm good.
Right.
Don't call my name to do nothing because I'm good. But you be the first one to, and I'm believing God for, he said, well, you ain't doing that. What do you want? As a man soweth,
right.
that shall he also reap. What are you sowing into the kingdom? What are you sowing into God? How are you serving him? But you have an expectation that you want great back? And you wake up tripping every day?
Right.
God said, don't be afraid to be sharpened. Don't be afraid to be sharpened. Don't be afraid to be sharpened. When you look at relationships, when you look at your relationships, when you look at who you're connected to, you have to know that there's not always, well, yeah, always. I always want every relationship I have to be beneficial. Not that I want
right.
to get something from it, but I want it to be beneficial, that I can learn. I don't need something tangible, but teach me.
Yes.
Empower me. Be that positive influence and make an impact in my life to make me want to do better. Righteously make me angry. Do
Amen.
That because I want to grow. I want to grow. Oh, but God, I thank you. I thank you. We need to seek those who can sharpen us in a way to build up the kingdom. My phone is acting crazy. Well, God, thank you. To Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. He grew. He was sharpened. He became wise. He was spiritually attuned. And
right.
That's what we want. We want somebody to be that for us. Yeah. Look at your relationships. Where are you at? Is anybody putting pressure on you to do better? Or is everybody
yeah,
where
they,
you are just
are
sort of yeah. Or are they just allowing whatever to be whatever, not making any noise, not doing anything? I don't want that. I want someone to at least recognize I'm in the room. Even if you don't recognize
right.
who I am in God, at least recognize I'm in the room. Because I know I have worth. I know of myself. I know who I am. So even if you don't completely get me, at least acknowledge I'm in the room. Because
right.
I trust God to reveal to you what you need to know about me and how I can help you just like you can help me. See, again, we try to size people up while we're not being sharpened. We go in the room and be like, well, I'm Dr. Reverend Dr. Tim Pinky Toe, and you're just
right.
Minister Hope.
Right.
You can't do nothing for me because I'm the Reverend Doctor. Boo, sit down.
Right.
Sit down. Because you got titles, ain't got no power. If a demon rises up, you the first one to hit the door.
That's right.
But you want to act like you got it going on. Come on. We got to stop that, y'all. We got to understand that God wants to do a work in us. Now, more than ever, believers have to be in place. We have got to start opening up our mouths. We have got to start speaking. We've got to start decreeing and declaring what thus says the Lord. We can't be moved and pushed back by the enemy who's showing himself so blatantly in these days. What are we doing? Are we in a place where we're being sharpened and we're preparing ourselves to deal with the spiritual warfare that's before us?
Amen.
Yeah. See, God says, as you're being sharpened, be sharpened in a safe place. Bad company will corrupt. That's in, I think it's in 1 Corinthians. Bad company will corrupt good character. So it's important that you're in the right place being sharpened. Because you don't want to go in a place and allow someone to try to sharpen you that's corrupt.
Right.
Because it'll mess you up. So you got to be careful. Are you being sharpened? Yes, I am. I can say, yes, I am being sharpened. I'm being sharpened at Kingdom Ministries Global Church. I'm being sharpened
Amen.
In Empowerment Place. I'm being sharpened because I yield myself to allow pressure to be placed on me to perform my purpose. So what does it mean? Does it mean I'm always allowing the weight? No, because sometimes I'm applying weight. Sometimes I'm applying pressure. You know, Evangelist,
right.
you can speak on that. Sometimes I'm applying pressure. But
yeah,
I'm doing
was,
it in love.
When you were talking, I was looking at Hebrews 10:24. It says, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
Amen.
I'll just finish
Amen.
Up 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So he says, okay, well, consider. It means to think about something or someone carefully, especially in order to make a choice or a decision. Because I wrote down confusion versus infusion and confusion. You know, to reach the truth, you have to weigh evidence. You're investing. You're furnishing someone with power and authority. You're covering completely. You are infusing. You're causing someone or something to be filled with something. So when you want to be sharpened, that's when you were talking about the company. You have to be careful of who is trying to sharpen you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're sharpening someone, you have to really think about, you have to really consider what is being done. It's not some fly-off-the-handle thing. What is it that God wants you to do for that particular person to sharpen them in love and in truth, not in yourself? But what does God want you to infuse into them? Because some people are infused with confusion. Let's get that straight.
Yeah. Oh,
which is why they can't grow and why they can't sharpen. You know.
Yeah, why they can't be sharpened.
Right.
Yeah. Because as we're sharpening each other, to obey the things that God commanded we do. I'm not sharpening you to do what Valerie says for you to do.
Right.
Hope's not sharpening you, so you do what hope wants you to do. We're not trying to make you a puppet, and that's not God's intent.
Correct.
But he wants us to know that we all fit together for his purpose and enlarging the kingdom of God. Yeah.
Just like with the Bible study.
Yeah.
Yes, we were going into Deuteronomy, but he used us all.
Yes.
For.
Yes. Yes.
Regardless of who... What level we're at. We all sharpened one another.
We all did. We all did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's about. You know, are you being sharpened? So the first question is you ask yourself is, am I in a position to be sharpened? Not first, back up. Do I want to be sharpened? Do I really want to be sharpened? Do you really want to be sharpened? And I admonish you that in this day, that we're living in right now, you would want to be sharpened. You would want to be equipped to deal with the things that are to come.
Correct.
So if you ask yourself, do I want to be? Yes, I do. So now, have you placed yourself in position to be sharpened? Have you? Have you asked God, where is it I need to be? Who is it that I need to allow to sharpen me?
Thank you.
God, show me the way. Have you asked him that question? Because a lot of times, you know, I hear people talk about, I go to this church, and the choir be singing, and and they be thinking about what they just been sharing on when they left the club on a Sunday morning before they rolled up at 8 o'clock service, and they still bopping. Baby, what are you doing? What was the word? Oh, I don't even know what the preacher was preaching, but girl, the choir was singing.
Yes, they were on point.
They were doing, baby, because, see, Lord have mercy. Help us, God. Help us. Help us to understand that just because we went in the church house on Sunday morning doesn't mean that we are positioning ourselves to be sharpened. Doesn't mean that we have the intent to go in with an ear to hear what the Lord is speaking. It just means we went into the place.
That's correct.
That's just like our children going into school. Some of them learn, but some of them just go to school because they ain't got nowhere else to go without mama fussing at them that day. They go to school, they cut up, they act up, they in detention, they in the principal's office, they in everything except for class, gaining the knowledge that we send them to school to get.
That's right.
Same thing with folks going to church. Why are you going if you're not trying to go and grow? Why are you going? So are you being sharpened? For many of us, the answer is no. Why? Because we don't want to be. Why?
We don't want to be.
Because I'm good. Why? Because I am. Oh, because you think you are. Because for real, you're not. You're not good. You're not good when you can't ward off the attacks of the enemy. You're not good. If you can't see what the enemy is doing and deal with it, you're not good.
Yeah.
If you have to walk around in torment every day, you're not good. When your house is all tore up, your husband going crazy, your children going crazy, and you sitting there rocking, you going crazy, you're not good. You need to find yourself a place where you can go and grow. You need to find yourself where you can be infused with the Word of God. You can have a relationship with Him and build up your
own faith.
You need to be in that place to grow, to be sharpened, to be prepared to walk in purpose. It's necessary. It is necessary. It's necessary.
Man.
Ah, it's just necessary. I trust God. I do. I trust God. And I say I'm thankful that I trust Him in all things. And as I move about in my walk and in my assignment and purpose in the earth, I trust God, period, blank. I trust God. There was a time that I didn't want to be sharpened because I didn't trust every sharpening tool I saw. And there were many. I saw many sharpening tools that were willing to try to cut back some layers on me. But their intent was to open me wide up, destroy me, not to grow me.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God today.
Wow.
I thank God today for my leadership. I thank God today for walking in purpose. I thank God today that He has blessed us to make an impact in the earth, to empower each other.
Thank you, Lord.
To be that tool, to sharpen each other. Now.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. You want to pray us out? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I thought you just did. I was like, thank you, Lord.
Go ahead. Go on and pray us out.
Yeah, that was the prayer right there.
Thank you, Lord. Well, God, we do thank you, and we praise you for this time that you've allowed us to share together. God, to just talk about your word. Are you being sharpened? And it's something that each of us has to ask ourselves. So do we trust you enough to get ourselves in place to be sharpened for your glory? God, we pray that this word will penetrate the heart of one, penetrate the mind of another, to penetrate the spirit of yet another, oh God, that they would be compelled to seek out that place that you would have them to be in, God, to hear your voice, to get the instruction that they need to be effective in the earth, fulfilling purpose and building your kingdom. God, we thank you for it and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. 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 Evangelist, thank you for joining me this morning.
Well, thank you for the invite.
Amen, amen. Listen, as always, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. We ask you to empower yourself. Why? Because you are the key to your own empowerment. Know that we love you. We're here. We're praying for you. If you have any special prayer needs, email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com or find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L. We love you. We pray that you will have an empowered week. Until next time.